This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the GED class of 2016, I have one piece of advice for you. No matter what a stripper tells you, there's no alcohol in ginger beer. Oh, there's ginger in ginger beer, but you don't want ginger. You want alcohol. And there's absolutely no alcohol in ginger beer.
What is TWS Podcast, episode whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS Podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a celebration.
Yeah.
We the best music.
We the best music.
I worked my whole life for this one.
Yeah.
Literally.
Another one.
DJ Khaled. Shining, yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on.
Don't try to slow me.
Don't.
Try to slow me down. Yeah, it is a celebration. Welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS Podcast. I am J.Dot Flan, your host, representing the White Pants Society. Yeah, this is my celebratory episode. This is my way of letting you know it's okay to celebrate yourself sometimes. Sometimes you got to look back on things you've done and things you've accomplished and be proud and pat yourself on the back every once in a while. Treat yourself good. Gotta keep going.
Hold on, don't try to slow me down.
All right, I'm gonna stop for real. Anyway, yeah, I love that song. I keep forgetting that I love it, and I play it again, and I'm like, yeah, that's my shit right there. Love that song. But anyway, this is gonna be my cheesy clip show. I'm celebrating both my daughter's birthday, which is today. And my birthday, which is on Friday, I will be 38 years old. That's weird. That's crazy. But yeah, I decided for the 38th, I'm going to take the day off, really. And I'm going to go back through and play some of my favorite, what I think are my funniest moments from the show so far. So yeah, this is going to be the cheesy clip show. If this is your first time listening to the show, you know, maybe you'll get a feel for my particular brand of comedy or what I try to bring to the podcast. But yeah, this is I guess my happy birthday to me. I'm celebrating. But yeah, again, also celebrating my daughter's birthday. She turned 4 today, and I mean that's just a blessing. It's amazing to watch her grow up. I'm grateful that she had, you know, such a wonderful mother and my ex-wife. And yeah, I just want, you know, her to know that, you know, you are appreciated. I do recognize everything that you do for her, and very, very grateful. But yeah, happy birthday, Elise. Daddy loves you. And yeah, man, I hope y'all enjoy this. I'm gonna have fun, sit back and reminisce a little bit. For those of you guys who don't know, that pre-intro was the first sounds ever recorded for this podcast. Like the first intro to the first episode I ever did. So that, you know, that should explain the 2016. But we're going to hit a couple different years. We've been doing this for, what, three and a half years now? We're going to hit a couple different years, several episodes. It ain't going to be too long. This is going to be a quick lunch break type episode. But thank you for everyone who's listened to a single one. You are definitely appreciated. And check out the store. I'm doing free shipping for the whole month of December. That's the best I could do for you. That's the best discount I could come up with right now. I still, you know, times is hard, but free shipping. Go buy yourself something for my birthday. How about that? And my daughter's birthday. Don't forget about her. But let's see. Let me make sure I got things queued up. And let's get into these clips. Enjoy.
So shit, I get my good night kiss, which is like the highlight of my day. And then they leave in the room. And my daughter has three pacifiers. And Tammy makes the comment, "Oh, you got three pacifiers, one in your mouth and one in each hand." Oh, no. I was like, Jesus, no. Jesus, this is how it starts. Oh, like, that just broke my heart. Like, all of you know what I'm, you know. And you don't want to have those thoughts in terms of your daughter, but you sometimes wonder, like, where does behavior start? Like, where does, like, you know, how does it, what's the jump off point? At what point?
I mean, someday she's going to be a mom, too. She got, you know what she got to do to get there. Did you subconsciously just give me the finger?
You see that? I think did I do that? Did I like accidentally
you just
fix my glasses with
the middle finger? Look at that.
You know, I ain't trying to think about none of that. I ain't trying to think, man. I swear to God, I don't know. The really big thing that's bothering me this week, and it just started happening today. Like, fatherhood is just not at all what I expected. I love it. Like, I love my little sweet pea. She's the greatest thing in the world. But like, all the unexpected just battles that are coming up. So now she'll be 18 months on the first. My 18-month-old daughter has discovered a new word, and it's nasty. Everything is nasty, especially her. So now she walks around the house saying, "I'm nasty. I'm nasty." y'all have to understand, I'm a dude. I'm a father of a young black girl. I can't have my little girl running around the house proclaiming to everybody she's nasty. This is how it starts, people. She already got the three pacifiers and everything, and now she nasty too. Now, what do I do? I need some help. So if y'all can help me with that, or anybody got any suggestions
on
how I'll break my daughter out of this "I'm nasty" phase. Because unless you're making Janet Jackson money, you ain't got no business running around here telling them. Tammy is obviously taking like longer than I wanted to take, and I can't hold that little girl but for so long. So I put her down, and Jackson grabs her by the hands, says, "Give me a kiss."
Ooh.
She kisses him, and then he says, "I love you, Elise." I'm telling you, Rich, cases was about to get caught today. I will kick a little kid. I will kick a 2-year-old.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you, parents, you know, fathers of little boys, mothers of little boys, tell your little boys, keep their crusty ass lips off my daughter, because I will punt a 2-year-old. I promise you. And Jackson was on a 3rd and 10. He was about to get punted across that classroom. But I think it might have been Miss Sharon's spirit or the Lord. Somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Don't do it, Flynn. Don't do it." But it almost happened. And I was talking with my hand, and it's a small room, so I don't know. I don't know if she felt threatened for a second there, like what was I about to do?
Uh-huh.
Which always catches me off guard, because I am not a big imposing figure. I may sound like it sometimes when I get to going, but if you can see, I can see, like, if you couldn't see me and all you could do was hear my voice, how you might get intimidated. Mm-hmm. But if you looking dead at me,
mm-hmm.
and
like really,
what you gonna do, dog? Like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we caught her off guard. We had to like back it down a little bit.
Make her laugh.
We had to make her laugh. So we gave her a little evening with Flans, sort of evening with the Flans.
She got her little
snippet.
Personal.
Yeah, she got a little personal live show. You guys are funny.
We are.
Yeah, we needed to make you feel better because you look scared than a mom. I didn't want you to call the police. We in Texas. I didn't want you.
After
I go for the chicken, and if I'm going for chicken, it's Gus's fried chicken and there's Rolling Rooster chicken and waffles.
Mrs. Peace also has the really good vegan chili. Remember that?
Are you asking if I remember vegan chili?
Remember I had it that one time?
This is why you won't be on the show. man,
you know, I'll be trying to find healthy alternatives.
How the hell do we get on vegan chili? You know, I don't eat no damn vegan chili. So why would I remember it?
You remember that one time I had it.
Tammy, I love you. But if you think I give a damn what you be eating, you got nothing coming.
You should pay attention to how I eat. that you know what to order
sure,
me.
I just
you
make
go
sure
out.
You fed. That's all. I just make sure you fed. I know. You know how I know what to order? I look on the menu and say, "What would I absolutely not want? Vegan chili." Tammy, there you go.
That's true.
That's how it works for me every time. All right.
And so, like, you know, Tammy and the mothers, like, so the father wasn't with her. It was just the mother. And Tammy and the mothers are, like, talking, and the kids are just doing whatever, you know. And, like, the little girl is, like, walking up to the front of our house where we got, like, rocks and stuff. And, you know, and then it's, like, behind some bushes. So it's, like, I want to follow the little girl to make sure something bad don't happen to her. But then I'm back there, and I'm, like, I'm a black man.
Exactly.
Behind the bushes with this white baby. Oop. Like, this is the most uncomfortable situation you could possibly put me in. Oop. I'm getting mad at Tam. Like, will somebody come get this white baby? I don't want to be alone with a white baby. Like, that really was the most uncomfortable situation I have been in a long time. Like,
not me, not now.
Like, I don't want anything bad to happen to her. But if she starts crying and y'all run over here and it's like me and the white baby, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, it, you know, is it, maybe I'm overly racially sensitive or something, but that was a nervous time for me. So I'm going to do my best Gil Scott-Heron impression real quick. You know, so I'm in the house. I'm a junkie walking through the twilight. I'm on my way home. I left 3 days ago and no one seems to know I'm gone. And as soon as I get to the "I left 3 days ago and no one seems to know I'm gone," Hamps, my wife, starts laughing hysterically. Like, I mean, like, also, she's like, "Nobody cares about that nigga." What kind of psychopath did I marry, yo? Like, that is one of the, like, most depressing, like, you should feel that in your soul when you listen to "Homeless Where the Hatred Is."
Gil Scott need love too.
And my wife is, and when he was homeless, he was probably in D.C. Like, he was homeless in D.C. Like, I think during that part of his life when he was homeless, he was living in D.C. But then he hits her with the line, "I think I'd still miss you even if we never met." The fuck out of here, Rich.
I was, like, trying to keep a straight face, though. I could.
"I still miss you even if we never met." And I could immediately see the look on my wife's face. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, one of them.
Why, like, you not that sweet?
All right. No nigga in the history of niggerdom has ever on the spot been able to come up with some smooth.
Bruh.
You know what I'm saying? That's, like, you would have had to have that line, practiced it in your,
like,
head.
Prepped.
And been waiting
for that perfect,
for the
moment.
Perfect moment to drop that joint. And right after you tell somebody you're allergic to fabric softener is obviously
the perfect moment.
But this is what we do to set. This is what happens so that relationships are set up to fail. And I'm just wondering, am I the only one? Am I the only person that thinks bathroom selfies are fucking gross? Like, I don't understand what's possibly sexy about a picture of you in, like, especially a public bathroom. Like, maybe in your bathroom it might be cool. Like, it's your bathroom at home and hopefully you keep it immaculate. But like, you know, sexy places are like the bedroom. You know, don't you got a mirror in your bedroom that you could rock the selfie on? Or maybe even the kitchen, you know, because you could get creative with food. But the bathroom, no. Like, you, I know what I go in the bathroom to do. It's either to get dirt off me or out me. Like, these are the only two options for me in the bathroom. And then especially the public bathroom. Like, I'm just thinking it stinks. Like, you might be taking this picture and it's somebody shitting directly behind you. Like,
behind you.
I just
you know, some people like anal. I don't know why that.
Right. It didn't necessarily have to mean the pause worthy side of that. He could just get the anal. Like, he just may know a lot of Catholic girls or something, but
do Catholic girls like anal?
Hey, I went to a Jesuit school, and to avoid being detected as a non-version.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I heard that before.
Eric, yeah, I remember you were gonna have me come on and talk about the whole Teen Vogue article about anal sex or something.
Yes, yes, the safe.
Yeah, and one of the things I was going to talk about was when we're looking at, you know, STD rates for religious versus non-religious adolescents by the time they get married, who are young people who take, like, purity pledges, you do end up seeing, like, the same general STD rates because they engage in anal sex. Like, these worker...
Right, Lupita.
Yeah.
Nwango. Did I say it? Nwango? What is it? Help me out, Rich. You just give me the look like that. I don't know. I can't do nothing for you.
We gonna listen. Lupita, go ahead.
Lupita, all right. Yeah. Beautiful one. Mm-hmm. Beautiful one. So we saw Black Panther on Friday, and then Saturday we had a babysitter, so we went to see Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, the latest one.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody tell me that Lupita was that little burnt mold looking thing in Star Wars? Like, and then why of all roles it's Lupita, and is she the burnt mold thing in Star Wars? Like, I didn't even realize it until, like, the credits are coming on.
Yeah.
And then I see Lupita's now, like, she was in the movie. And so I'm Googling it while I'm sitting there, and sure enough, she was that little bug-eyed burnt up thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't anybody tell me this? Like, I wasn't prepared.
Defense, it came.
Rich, I think they should have a shot called the Dutchie. And if I go to the bar and I order a Dutchie, that means when the check comes, it's already split. We don't have that awkward moment where we discussing who's going to pay for what. If I go to the bar and I order a Dutchie, you know that check gets split. Go ahead and hand her hers and hand me mine, and we can end the date like that. That's what I think. Unless they do that for men as well, then this is sexist, and I don't agree with it. That's my
feeling. I agree with that. What I was thinking, because yours is better than mine.
Okay.
I was like,
where was you going to go?
I was going to say, you know, you order a shot of whiskey. You know what? Let me get some Garrison Brothers Straight. Garrison Brothers Straight means, you know, keep her drinks going. This is going good. I might have a chance. You know what I'm saying? Garrison Brothers, that's some good whiskey.
I'm with you.
You get Garrison Brothers on the rocks. Listen, that means shit is going bad.
It's on the rocks.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's on the
rocks. Rocky right now.
Everybody know you don't add no ice cube to no motherfucking Garrison Brothers.
That you just need to come up with a concept, you know, and then, like, you know, sell it for as long as you can, and then fall back. So I think TWS should go ahead and start pushing the Kanye diet. So here's how the Kanye diet works, Rich. It's real simple. Anybody can do it. You don't have to change your exercise routine, none of that. All you simply have to do is, for 2 meals a day, listen to Kanye interviews until you get nauseated and lose your appetite, and watch the pounds fall off. Nigga, I'm trying to tell you it will work. You don't need lipo. You ain't got Kanye money to get the lipo. All you got to do is listen to him speak for long enough, and all of a sudden you'll notice you don't even want food. Food don't even sound appetizing. This nigga has turned your stomach.
That may work. Speaking of Kanye, I don't want to go off on him real quick, but guess who came to his defense?
What dumbass? Stacey
Dash.
Oh, yeah.
Stacey Dash.
It was almost 6 years ago when I moved here to Austin. And from that very first day, people were telling me about you. They told me we would be like a match made in heaven. But all I could do was admire you from a distance and pray for the day when our paths would cross. And that day was today. And man, can I say it was worth the wait. You were everything they told me you would be in me. I swear, I won't be smelling my fingers until we meet again. Raising King. All right.
Oh, man.
All right, on that note, I'm going to end it right there. That's all I got for y'all today. Thank you for taking the trip down memory lane with me and reviewing some of my better moments during the podcast. Got definitely, you know, more content coming. I got episodes, you know, stored up, ready to go, and coming up with new ideas and new concepts for shows every day. Still looking for people. I want to do an entire episode of Guess the Ethnicity. So if you're down to play the world's greatest game show, holla at me, flan@whatistws.com, or hit me on any of the social medias. Just look for What Is TWS. We on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I don't know, is there other stuff? Maybe, I don't know. But yeah, again, free shipping for the entire month of December to celebrate my birthday and my daughter's birthday. I thank everybody for, you know, for the support. This has been a hell of a year. It's been a, you know, a transitional year, a transformational year. Man, I think I'm done with the bouncing back, and hopefully nothing but, you know, sky's the limit from here. So again, thank you for everything. Go enjoy some free shipping on me. Get some merch. Also, I think I'm probably going to do a fundraiser on Facebook for both TT Charities, which, you know, is a charity that has been a favorite of mine since the beginning of this show, run by, you know, a friend of mine, a guy I used to work with, Tavares Taylor. But please check out ttcharities.org and give whatever you can, donate whatever you can. They always got something going, a book drive, a clothing drive. He's always, you know, looking out for his community and being his brother's keeper. So please, if you can, you know, before you even hit the What Is TWS store, check out ttcharities.org if you got some free money and see what you can do to help. I also want to push up and try to bring awareness for Black Millennials for Flint. We've talked about the Flint water crisis, which, you know, sadly enough, is still an ongoing issue. And we're realizing that Flint is not the only area in the United States that has issues with the lead in the water. And Black Millennials for Flint is definitely branching out and trying to do everything they can to bring safe, clean water to, you know, what is supposed to be the greatest country in the world. So, yeah, if you can, definitely look out on my Facebook page. I'll probably be having some fundraisers for my birthday to try to raise some money for them. Support in any way that you can. But, yeah, thank you again for listening. We about to rock out. I went back and forth with the song. I was like, man, I ain't know what song I wanted to rock out with. I picked one, and then I went back and was like, nah, that's too hard. That's too aggressive. That's unnecessary. I need to do something softer. And then I said, it's my birthday. I play what the fuck I want to play. So this, I went back with my first choice, and we're going to rock out for a second. Until we talk again, be safe, be the light, and peace.
But it's okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Niggas talk shit about us, but it's okay. Game ain't shit without us, but it's okay. You know you can't live without us, but it's okay. But go ahead, you can doubt us, cause it's okay. Niggas talk shit about us, but it's okay. Game ain't shit without us, but it's okay. You know you can't live without us, but it's okay. But go ahead, you can doubt us, cause it's okay.
The checks get cut after the clearance. What we dealing with?